Blog Talk Radio.
A Monday warrior, mean stride. Today's Tom Sawyer, mean pride.
Good afternoon on the East Coast, good morning on the West Coast, and a great day to you wherever, and oh, by the way, whenever you may be listening, my name is Jason Dias, broadcasting live from the studios of eloquentonline.net in suddenly wintry New Braunfels, Texas, Republic thereof, and a long, long trip on a pair of rollerblades, but a short flight in the Millennium Falcon. His name is Tough Talkin' Troy Hall, the Chief Operating Officer of South Carolina Federal Credit Union, keeping life simplified. Hey, Troy, how are you? Troy, do we lose you? We may have lost Troy.
Oh, nope, I'm right back here. Here I am.
What doesn't kill you makes you stronger unless you push the
stronger,
mute button
by the way,
on
not
your
only,
phone. So, yeah.
Not only am I stronger, but I am also more handsome, and I'm also hotter. So there you go.
Hey,
stronger,
so you got a
hotter,
special, you got a special guest in the studio, don't you? Yeah.
I do, and I forgot that my mic was muted.
Oh, that's all right.
In addition to being stronger and handsomer and hotter, I'm now muted. So I'm now
well,
unmuted.
We don't want you. We want you to be unmuted. You're always best
I'm
when
unmuted.
You're unmuted. Hey, listen, folks, today we're going to talk about a lot of things. The name of the show is The Power of Performance, the show that asks the question, if your brand were a band, would you leave the audience wanting more? And when you want to leave your audience wanting more, make sure you go Marquis, GOMARQUIS. .com, GoMarquis.com, well known for their MCIF and CRM solutions. They are also one of the fastest growing creative agencies in the banking marketplace. So, Troy, let me tell our audience about our special guest today. As a voice of young professionals, Will Crosswell, Business Development Officer for Palmetto First Federal Credit Union in Florence, South Carolina, serves as the current South Carolina protege award winner. He's been instrumental in the transition of the South Carolina Young Professionals Program into the established CU Aware initiative that is now part of the Carolinas Credit Union League. Recently, Will was selected as the South Carolina delegate to CRASH the GAC through CUNA's CRASH the GAC program aimed at developing young professionals within our industry. And we are so glad you're with us, Will. How you doing?
Doing well. Thank you, Jason and Troy, for definitely doing well. You know, a little chilly, normally chilly here in South Carolina, but kudos to you guys for busting out Rush to start the show.
Oh, hey,
for the Royal,
hey,
for the Royal Triumvirate.
One way.
You know, so.
That's right. That is right. The best band in American history. Sorry, my Dave Matthews brothers. I love Dave Matthews too, but Rush is the best band of all time. Hey, so Will, tell us how you got selected to head up to DC for CRASH the GAC circa 2014.
Well, the Cooperative Trust, which is kind of a branch of, as far as the Filene Research Institute, which, you know, a lot of people have heard of, the nonprofit, independent, think and do tank. You know, they just don't think, they actually do stuff as far as for the consumer finance industry. But the Cooperative Trust, you know, obviously it's a grassroots organization of kind of committed under 35ers who work in the credit unions and cooperatives and kind of share the passion for, you know, responsible finance. And so they had a application process, and I found out through a colleague kind of within the industry and also our Carolinas League representative sent an email out on it. It was a basic as far as application, asked as far as about our experience, what we currently do with the credit union, where we'd like for the movement to go, and kind of questions pertaining to that. And it was about maybe a 30-60-day wait period, and toward the end of maybe the middle or the end of January, found out that I had been selected. I think the initial goal for the Cooperative Trust was they're going to try to select one person from each state, including the District of Columbia. So they nearly got there. They got, I think, 46 total, and that's including the District of Columbia. So that's basically as far as how the process went.
So we had 5 holdouts, Jason.
That's right.
Nice. Yeah.
They had 5 non-crashers. 5 non-crashers, because if you figure 50 states, District of Columbia, 51, 46 showed up. There were 5 non-crashers at the event.
Right.
So, nice.
So, Will, I wanted to kind of ask you a little bit, like, okay, so going through the process and, you know, you've heard about the GAC, and so you obviously thought that this was someplace that you wanted to go. How did you prepare yourself for what you were going to experience when you get there, or how did others help prepare you for that?
Well, actually, the Cooperative Trust did a great job of kind of, you know, not necessarily giving us homework, you know, because homework, as we all know, is not fun, a little of a drag, but they gave us a good bit as far as prep work to kind of get ourselves ready, and that was understanding the issues that are going to be discussed through the conference, issues that we're going to bring up to our congressional delegation whenever we would hike the hill. Also, as far as just the basic experience of what we could get from one another, and kind of what the whole point of bringing these 46, or I guess hashtag 46 new best friends together, is to kind of feed off one another, build this community of communication and understanding, and figure out where we are in each one of our credit unions and how we can help each other to become stronger from where we are currently.
And what were some of the aha moments, like when you – because you obviously had an expectation. So if I kind of look at this from a culture, an encounter with a culture, you've got this established GAC, which is a program that's been going on for years. You have a lot of individuals who go from sea level and above who constantly are there. So they've created this arena. And so now you're having an opportunity to be a part of it. So you're being introduced to this culture.
Right.
So now I wanted to talk about what was your encounter like. So what were some of the aha moments like once you got there based on maybe what you thought it was like, what others may have told you? What was your experience?
I try to, whenever I go to these things, as far as make sure I don't have any kind of set expectations so I can just kind of feel and kind of, you know, understand as things kind of come along and be able to respond to it that way. One of the biggest as far as aha moments, I think, was that first day, whenever it was about 12 o'clock, 12:30 on Sunday, when you walked into a room and you kind of looked around and you saw, you know, 40 to 50 plus people that looked like you, who had that same passion for the movement that you know, that I do and that many of us do, and that we're all trying to reach as far as really essentially the same goal of making sure that the movement can sustain and be viable for, you know, for our generation and generations to come. And so that was kind of the neat moment to kind of look around and see us all together, because, you know, you see pictures and we had heard that we were going to crash and whatnot. And I think to kind of see what the initial program was meant to do was that the conference for a while, you know, you looked around and it was, like I said, no offense, you know, it was people who, a little bit older, you know, I can't speak a lot about having hair because I don't have hair, you know, but those who may have as far as maybe gray hair, and there wasn't a whole lot of youth, a lot of young presence. And so this idea of crashing the GAC was to kind of get a youth infusion and to prove that, you know, not only are we next, but we're here, you know?
You're right. Which, you know, of course, goes to the things I've said all along. And
right.
So, you know, so my disclaimer is, first of all, I think it's interesting that it's still termed crash the GAC when you received an invitation. I don't know how
exactly.
I crash anything that I have an invitation to.
Right.
But nonetheless, it's a label or a title.
Right.
So, okay,
right.
Because it appears that you have to have a label or a title in order to sort of fit into where you are. So having that, like, experience, you got the energy, that aha, that sort of thing. What did you think you were supposed to do, or what do you think you should be doing as a result now having attended it?
Well, I think, and this is one of the, you know, kudos as far as to the Cooperative Trust for doing this is, you know, really from the moment we got there, like I said, whenever it started at 12 o'clock that Sunday, all the way until Wednesday night, I mean, it was a jam-packed schedule, whether it was breakout sessions within the crash of the GAC, listening to, as far as Tony Blair, Madeleine Albright during the main sessions, going to breakout sessions at the conference, the exhibit hall, jam-packed schedule. And I think what they could have done is, you know, have a big send-off on Wednesday, you know, send us along our merry way. But on Thursday, for about 3 to 4 hours, it was this kind of debriefing session. You know, it was about kind of what did we learn and what can we take back. And we started out the week listing out about 5 to 8 items that we wanted to come away with. And, you know, from I think it was Laura Engel from North Carolina said, you know, she wanted to have her mind blown and be able to blow minds whenever she went back to her home state. And people wanted to have, as far as the information and also as far as the passion to carry back to their employees. And but for me, and I guess this goes along with the aha moment about what I wanted to take away from it, is a lot of times from these conferences or from these experiences, they don't give you a pamphlet about how to successfully come down from the mountaintop, you know?
Right.
Essentially.
Right. So you have tablets, but you're not really sure how to introduce the tablets to the group.
Right. You know, and so you have these groups of people that are like, you know, that's great. You know, these are fancy tablets you have there.
Yeah.
But what do they mean?
What do I do? Yeah.
You know? And I think for me, it all goes back as far as the metaphor about, like, how to eat an elephant. You don't do it, you know, one bite at a time. And for me, going back to my credit union, to my chapter, is to have that one-to-one interaction with anyone, whether it's someone who is young in the credit union movement or credit union young, as Troy coined not too long ago. It's to have that kind of interaction to figure out kind of what makes them tick and where we can kind of find that common bond, whether it's through community efforts, whether it's through social events, whether it's through things to help out our credit union to kind of help us form a more stronger culture within our industry. So
it appears to me that what may have come from this is that you experienced a social networking, you filled a social experience of getting along with people. So why do you think that you needed to go to the GAC to gain that experience? In other words, what would be the what I try to connect, and this is why I'm kind of putting you a little on the spot here,
right,
but we're looking at each other face-to-face, which is much different than when you're interviewing on the telephone.
Right.
So I'm trying to understand, what is it that becomes impactful about you being there? Like, it's kind of like where I'm coming from, is you get an invitation to come to an event, which is deemed and termed crashing, which is not a crashing because you're actually included. And the idea is that what is replicable of what you do there that you're going to do when you come back? Like, I know what I do when I go and I come back. I wanted to just be clear, were you given any clearer direction or expectation other than what you would normally do? Because everything you described is what you would do whether you went to the event or not. You would still look for those opportunities. You would still network with people. You would still try to better the movement. You would still do that. Did they tell you how? Did you get anything on the how part?
Well, no, that's where I think, you know, and you brought up as far as a good point about kind of, I guess, the why and the how as far as you get there. And I think especially when it comes to the Gen X and Gen Y and now the upcoming Gen Z is this yearning and this wanting to be a part of something, being a part of this community. It's bigger than ourselves. A lot of times when you look around left to right, maybe at your workplace, at a credit union, you don't see that, or you don't find that, or you can't discover that. And I think what the Cooperative Trust did was invite us in there to, of course, to experience the GAC and all of its, you know, and basically, you know, of everything that they have there. But the Cooperative Trust says, all right, now look around you with these 46, like, there's more of you out there, you know. This is as far as the ability to invite you into this group to interact with one another, build on these ideas, find what works, and maybe more importantly, find what doesn't work, and bring this kind of group together. And that's the whole, I guess, the initial crash was to kind of have this youth infusion in there. Well, now, year after year, we keep building, and like I said, we are now invited crashers.
Right. And so, but when you think about it, though, isn't the purpose of the Governmental Affairs Conference to Have you become a more stronger advocate in your role with your legislator?
Yes. Yes.
So realistically, wouldn't it be – so I'm curious to know, did you receive concrete direction to say you should be going back developing a relationship with your legislators in your area? It's not so much about networking for great ideas because
right.
we've got the Filene Think and Do Tank over here who does that.
Right.
This is the Governmental Affairs Conference
right.
that's focus is supposed to be on advocacy. So did you get pumped up to advocacy or did you get pumped up to kumbaya?
No. No, I mean completely. And I didn't touch on this as far as well enough as about being one of my favorite parts of the experience was hiking the hill and seeing our congressional delegation and our senators face to face and have that moment to kind of speak of why we deserve to exist as far as and to represent the community that we do. I mean, I can remember as far as an interaction, especially when it came to Senator Lindsey Graham, you know, who, I mean, it was a, kind of a big deal because for a while as far as where he stood and where he wanted him to stand. And, right out from the gate, he came to us and he said, I know what you want to know. I know what you want to hear. He said, I'm not going to take away your tax-exempt status. And you could just feel the whole room just kind of, you know,
yeah.
as far as deflate with that anxiety because he was somebody that we needed to get on our side. And Senator Tim Scott is also great, but it's amazing as far as that we were given all this information, given all this things as far as to know and be able to approach. And whenever you kind of get in that room, you kind of feel as if someone's kind of grabbing your throat a little bit as far as, you know, reluctance to ask those questions because, I mean, there they are. You know, they're not on C-SPAN, they're not on Fox or MSNBC, they're right there in front of you. And so one of the big things as far as that, you know, what I was able to ask our congressman staffer was to bring up as far as the data breach. That was also a big issue on Capitol Hill in addition to wanting the tax-exempt status to be there, was to discuss about the data breach, you know, specifically with Target that happened in December. The credit union I come from has about $35 million in assets, 14, 15 employees. So whenever the data breach hit us, we had two or three people come off to have to go deal with it.
Okay.
That was approximately 97 man hours to have to go deal with that kind of problem. That's huge for us. That's missing on loans, missing on new members, checking, savings. So to have them understand that who needs to pay for that, whether it's Target, whether it's Visa or MasterCard that needs to be have the, you know, the responsibility for that. But no, they obviously it was a twofold process of crashing the GAC. It was the invitation to let us know that there are 46, 45 of us out there that are like us to kind of build this bond and help each other grow. But no, I came back to my area and, you know, all these pieces of legislation that now are just kind of flowing out of me because of what they're able to do. So able to come back to my league, come back to my chapter and be kind of have a better understanding of what I need to do, what we need to do for our movement.
Really, really cool. Well, listen, folks, you've been listening to Will Crosswell. He was invited to crash the GAC. I realize now I just sent out a tweet, Will, and I hashtagged it incorrectly. I put crash the GAC 2012. I apologize. I'll fix that after the show. But listen, Will, I want to thank you so much for taking some time. What it sounds like to me is that you had some better preparation than perhaps people have had in the past about what to expect when you got up there. There is something very, very comforting about going up. I will never forget giving a speech on a Saturday morning in Gatlinburg, Tennessee, and when I looked out at the audience, I literally thought I was looking into a Norman Rockwell painting. The median age was about 97 years old, and I
right.
thought, man, we really need some young people in this marketplace. I'm so glad you're excited about that. It sounds like you're coming back to your credit union fired up to stay involved in the governmental affairs, which have such a tremendous impact on credit unions. Before we let you go, we should mention that you get to shadow Troy all day today. Listen, don't let him cheap out on you and not buy you lunch because he lets you on the radio show. Make sure he takes you someplace nice.
I have already taken care of that. So the food is being delivered at 12:31, so there will not be any extension bonus time for us today.
No, not today. Well, I tell you, that's
And I will tell you this, Will and
I didn't know.
Will
I didn't know
I,
McDonald's. I didn't know McDonald's delivered, Troy.
Yeah. So, but just for the listeners to know this, Will and I have had several years of relationship and intense working together, working in the state to actually create and develop young leaders and young folks to be active in leadership within the credit union industry. And so some of the questions and some of the folks who may hear this and if some of the crashers were listening early on, my intention of those questions of drilling Will, which he knew about ahead of time that I was going to drill, he didn't know what they were, but I want to get that information that he brought forth at the end is the point that must resonate, especially for the young leaders who are going to be involved in these programs. It is so vitally important that your social network, your relationship must include advocacy for the credit union movement, for it to sustain itself and for itself to continue on. Without that, it does become just a big kumbaya moment. And that's right. The point I wanted to try to make for the group. I am very supportive of this process and what we actually do. And sometimes you have to ask a tough talking Troy question in order to make sure that message resonates for everyone.
Hey, Will, before we let you out of here, if people want to get a hold of you, what's the best way to do that?
Well, let's see. Probably, of course, find me on Facebook. As far as just type in Will Crosswell, you'll see the bald-bearded guy next to a very beautiful lady as far as in the picture, which is my wife. And say also reference, I'm going to be a father in September. So that'd be
very nice.
Great news. And also, as far as my Twitter handle is at W Crosswell. And that's CrossWell.
And you're on LinkedIn. Yeah. You're on LinkedIn.
Yep. I also LinkedIn, which we connected with yesterday. And so, as far as definitely a little shout out as far as to buddy in Nebraska, go Blue Jays. Friend in Kentucky, go Wildcats. But definitely thank as far as you and obviously with Troy and I today, kind of starting this mentor program for CU Aware, which is kind of the YP initiative of the Carolinas League. This is kind of a great process, and Troy is definitely good guy to follow and hit your buggy too. So,
well, listen up, Will. I appreciate you jumping on today. I really do, and I wish you nothing but continued success in both your personal life as a parent. I'm going to give you some quick advice. Sleeping now. Start sleeping right now. Every time you go to Target or Walmart or wherever, buy AA batteries. You will need about 15 million AA batteries in the first 5 years of your baby's life. But seriously, congratulations. Troy and I are both parents. It is the greatest joy on this earth to see our legacy continue in the life of a new baby. And I want to thank you so much for joining us today. Will Crosswell, everybody. Nice guy. Really nice. Hey, when we get back from the break, we're going to take you to 1854, the Crimean War, the charge of the Life Brigade. That's why I've been saving my voice, and we'll do it all right after this.
Man, when I'm listening to The Power of Performance, I just can't decide who's hotter, Jason or Troy.
Well, you can't tell by the way I use my voice, I'm a woman, man.
Charge of the Light Brigade by Alfred Lord Tennyson. Half a league, half a league, half a league onward, all in the valley of death, rode the 600. Forward the Light Brigade, charge for the guns, he said, into the valley of death, rode the 600. Forward the Light Brigade, was there a man dismayed, not though the soldier knew someone had blundered. There's not to make reply, there's not reason why. There's but to do and die. Into the valley of death rode the 600.
Cannon to right of them, cannon to left of them, cannon in front of them, volleyed and thundered, stormed at with the shot and shell. Boldly they rode, and well into the jaws of death, into the mouth of hell rode the 600.
Flashed all their sabers bare, flashed as they turned in the air, sabering the gunners there, charging an army while all the world wondered. Plunged in the battery smoke, right through the line they broke, Cossack and Russian reeled from the saber stroke. Shattered and sundered, Then they rode back, but not the 600.
Cannon to right of them, cannon to left of them, cannon behind them, volleyed and thundered, stormed at with shot and shell, while horse and hero fell. They that had fought so well came through the jaws of death, back from the mouth of hell, all that was left of them, left of 600.
When can their glory fade? Oh, the wild charge they made. All the world wondered. Honor the charge they made. Honor the Life Brigade. Noble 600. I don't think we've ever read poetry on this show before, have we?
No, we haven't, but it certainly is a new, venture toward literacy.
Yes. I'll tell you what, folks, if you want to know why Troy and I, we've been doing this, this is our fifth year of broadcasting, and we are, I know we make it sound easy, and we do, but you should know that when Will ended the conversation, Troy may have accidentally hung up. We lost the call. I started the poem, and he called back in and came into the poem right on cue. That is
that
a broadcasting professional. Yes.
It's called the power of performance. Because you
that's
see, the deal
right.
Is that if you know what you're supposed to do and you perform the way you're supposed to do it, it goes off without a hitch. And the reality is we have a little saying that we say around here, and that is, and our, my boss, Scott, he says this. He goes, look, here's the deal. To the members, you look like ducks along the water. He says, but the rest of us underneath, our feet are flapping all over the place so that we can make that experience for that member just glide right along. But our feet underneath are just like going up crazy. So
exactly. Well, listen, the reason we picked that poem, number one, my son read that poem this weekend at the academic competition over at Cross Lutheran Church and School. But it's important, especially in the context of the GAC just ending. And with 3 minutes left on the show, I just want to hit this really, really quickly. It is great to honor intentions. The charge of the Life Brigade honors a great and noble charge, but it's celebrating a defeat. And I think sometimes in our credit union marketplace, we sometimes want to reward intentions year after year, time after time. And I've got no problem with great new and innovative ideas, bold thought, reimagined things. But at some point, we have to focus on the results. And Troy, I think that's why some of your questions for Will were focused on sort of the what next and what now.
Absolutely, because in order to get to the future, you have to understand a little bit about what it is. It has to kind of be scoped out, and you have to go from where you are to there. And going from where you are to there is not going to happen if you only rely on what you know today. You have to move forward, and in order for you to be a victor of your future, you cannot be held captive of your past. And so it's kind of like for me seeing that opportunity to move forward in that particular direction. And so you can build from something like this particular poem that sort of says, if you consider what happened, you would ask yourself from the leadership, this memorialized a decision that was made that cost the lives of 600 people or a good portion of the 600.
Right, a good portion.
And so as leaders, our job is to make sure that we create a good charge for the Light Brigade that does not end up in a loss of as many individuals. So
It's a great metaphor. It's a great metaphor because the credit unions, I think the credit unions are the Life Brigade. We're always going to be sort of the, the smaller organizations out there trying to do our best to really leave a footprint in the banking marketplace. And I think, again, hearing from Will and just doing the stuff that we've always done, celebrating young people on this show and the leaders in our industry is just a great thing to do. Hey, Troy, we got about 45 seconds left. I hope you have a great, great week out there in beautiful Charleston, South Carolina, where even when it rains,
the sun still shines.
And
I got one more thing I want to say to all the people who are listening out there. If you want to get involved in what you're doing in this program, if you want to get involved with advocacy, it takes more than a hashtag to make it happen.
absolutely right. Amen. That'll preach. Like I told some people, when the NCOA comes knocking at your door, why don't you try responding to them with a hashtag? This is a real grown-up business, and it's been a strange week. Hey, listen, I got one last thing to say to our good buddy, Co-op Christian. I just got one thing to say to you. You're into your 16th minute. Talk soon, everybody. Have a great week.